What up, world? Back again. You know what it is. It's the Country Rap Report. Your boy Vic XL.
What up, it's your dude, Spank.
And y'all know what we do right here on the Country Rap Report. We give you our opinions, our reviews on some of the world's greatest country rap videos. Now, before you sit back and say it, we like to tell y'all all the time, every song might not be what you consider a country rap artist, but there are artists that we feel like you, as a consumer of country rap music, you will appreciate these artists and our expertise on these artists and their videos. Now, the reason we do not include snippets of these videos in this program is because we want all artists to get their props, and we want you to go in the comments area, click those links, and go check out those videos for yourself. That way, you can argue with us and tell us we don't know what we're talking about, like some before have done who never watched the video. Okay?
And they were still wrong. I like that chain, bro.
You like that?
Got me a little distracted. Well, I like that.
You know, I've always tried to be up on my, you know, fashionita. Ain't that the word?
Yeah.
Is it fashionita?
Fashion something. I don't know. Fashion is okay with me. You know, okay.
I've been wondering where this word comes from. Fashionita.
Fashionita is the dude, I guess, and the fashionista is the chick. I think it's Spanish based. I'm not sure about that.
You know, I like to get my old man, OG, country boy swag on. You know,
I got you. Why is your clock? I was looking at your clock.
Too much.
Your clock is still at 6:10. I thought you should put that on 420 and just leave it at that. That's what you should.
I will definitely put the clock on. But did you notice what it is?
No, it isn't. Is it? What is it?
It's a 45.
No, it isn't. Who's on it?
Oh, ain't nobody on it. I bought it.
But okay.
It's shaped like a record.
That's what's up. That's cool.
I found someone who actually make clocks out of records. And shouts out to homeboy. I have an old homeboy. The record he did with Nivea.
I don't even remember that. He did a record with Nivea?
Yes. He did a record with Nivea.
Wow.
Called Flatline.
That's what's up.
I'm trying to get that made into a clock.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm not going to, maybe only me and homeboy and maybe some vinyl purists have it, but I have one and he has a few, but it's homeboy featuring Nivea, and the name of the record was Flatline.
I'm jealous of the clock, though. Send me that link. I want one now.
Man, I probably got that from Amazon about 5 years ago.
Well, I'm going to search on Amazon.
It was definitely before I got married because it came from the old house. But yeah.
Cool.
You know, because you said that, I'm definitely going to put it on 420 because I do represent that O and that 2 and that O. Real for it. All right, before we get into this, man, I gotta, you know, and I should have brought this up. I want to holler out my guy, man. And you know him, I know him.
Yes.
All you drinkers out there, this here, you can't see it because the bottle is clear, but this is Bow Made Vodka. Okay, this is Bow Made Vodka, and this is that lemon lime. Mm-hmm. Now, the funny thing is, I remember Bow Made. Now, this is the second edition of the bottle. I remember Bow Made when the bottles looked like wine coolers. So Bow Made is from South Georgia, like us.
Right.
But we're middle Georgia. We're middle Georgia.
We're middle.
All right. Right. Well, Bow Made is a independent alcohol beverage maker, I guess that's the word, from middle Georgia. Spank have known him for a while. I've known him for a while. Matter of fact, he sponsored some open mic events I've done years ago. And he actually came to me and gave like a case of Bow Made to the winner. And he's definitely been on his grind. And what I need you to do, if you are a vodka drinker, go to your neighboring spirit store and request Bow Made. Get it in there. Because it's some good tasting shit. And I'm going to get another bottle. And then I'm going to start taking shots at the end of the show. I just don't want to crack that one because that's the last of that print.
But if he hadn't changed the recipe, like I'm when I drink liquor, I hate tasting the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And you can drink Bow Made straight. because it's you can barely taste the alcohol and it's mostly flavor, but it still got the little thigh out. It'll hit you. So it will sneak up on you, but it's a good tasting vodka. I can't drink anymore, but definitely for those of you out there that want that lemon lime flavor, this is well before Ciroc, like way before. That's how long he's been around. So this is it's good shit. It's good shit.
Hey man, matter of fact, I need to holler at Kelsey to see, because Kelsey, I know Kelsey's doing her thing over at the big beverage store in her area, and right. maybe I need to introduce Kelsey to Bowmaid, and we can see if we can get Bowmaid in her spot.
That'd be dope.
And with that being said, man, I know it's going to be late. I just found out about this today, so it's going to be a late congratulations. But I want to say congratulations to Kelsey, because she's been working really, really hard. She's spoken into existence, and it is through Kelsey the keys, boy. Kelsey got the keys to the spot now.
Kelsey, she a manager or a key holder or what?
She's a key holder. She got the keys to the spot, though.
Good job, Kelsey. So,
salute to Kelsey for definitely getting the keys to the joint. And listen, with that being said, all the people who are in the area who steal, don't steal no more. Don't be affecting Kelsey's bottom line.
Right.
Don't be in there stealing shit, drinking shit, or breaking shit. She is famo, okay? Right. Y'all be nice when y'all see Kelsey. I'm gonna travel to Kelsey one day just to buy a six-pack of, because I'm hooked on this drink, and I'm a star. Oh, my God, I can't even think of it. Jack Daniels in the can.
Damn.
Beer. I don't even know what the hell it's called. I just know it's Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels make beer?
And it's good.
No, that ain't none of that mean. My wife, she drinks the cold cock whiskey. It's like an herbal blend. So it's, well, all of this is natural, but you know, it she likes that shit. That's her thing, if I'm saying the name right.
I was on whiskey this weekend.
Okay.
I was on the Yellowwood.
Yellowwood. That's right. You did tell me he had
Yellowwood. I bought me some Yellowwood this weekend. And shout out to the ladies of the family. And I know y'all don't give a damn about this, but I'm going to tell it anyway, because I thought it was cool and I felt real privileged. So this weekend, I was really raising hell because I wanted to watch the Georgia Bulldogs.
Right.
Kick some ass. And the game came on at 3:30. My wife gave me a chore at 3:25.
What you had to do? Cut the grass or something?
She wanted me to go move a piece of furniture at someone else's house. At 3:25, and the game is coming on at 3.
Right.
She says something like, you need to go move this whoop-de-whoop. And I'm like, what the? I'm really raising hell, bro. I'm really starting an argument. Like, I'm really embarrassed to tell this story. But me telling this story is me saying I'm sorry and saying how idiot I am. So I'm like, So I go to my son-in-law's house to move this furniture.
Right.
And I walk in, he's got the Bulldogs game on, so I'm not so mad. But he's just sitting there. He's not in the process of moving this shit. And I'm just kind of like, damn. So then my wife and my stepdaughter leaves. Say, we'll be back. We're going to the store. So now you know I'm really like, because I don't like watching my teams
right
with other people.
Right.
I watch any games with you as long as it's not my team. I'm not watching Cowboys with you. I'm not watching Dodgers with you. I'm not watching Lakers with you. I'm not watching United with you, nor the Bulldogs. Any other team in those sports, but not my teams, because you might start talking shit. And I still take it very personal, like I'm a member of all those teams.
Right.
So she leaves. About 40 minutes pass, and my son-in-law gets a text saying, well, y'all can come back to the house and eat. So my wife has left me somewhere like I'm a child. She left me somewhere like I'm a goddamn child. I'm like, hell no, I ain't going nowhere until she come back and pick me up.
Right.
So I got in the car with my son-in-law.
Right.
And we went to the house, right?
Right.
And we walked into the house, and it was like, surprise. So the five women of the family decided to have to cook tacos.
Right.
Homemade tacos for all the men.
Oh, that's cool.
And the dope part about it, all the women were dressed like their husbands.
That's funny.
Like, one of them have a big beard, and his wife had a big old beard. Like, yeah, man, yeah. Now.
That's cool, man.
So, man, again, needless to say, big shouts out to all the women of my family for making us guys feel special. Also, man, I got to say this. Shout out to America's Got Talent. I'm probably not supposed to say this, but I don't give a damn. I got a chance to meet Terry Crews and Simon Cowell and Nikki Bella and somebody named Travis something, because me and the wife had an opportunity to be part of the audience of America's Got Talent Extreme.
What is that? What's the Extreme?
It's a new show. That's why I said maybe I'm not even supposed to be talking about it, because it hasn't hit it yet, but it's called America's Got Talent Extreme. It's for the people who have extreme talent.
What's like, an extreme talent? Like somebody that can swallow a sword or some shit like that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we've seen like a human cannonball. The motorcycle guys who get in the globe. Have you ever seen those guys?
I have.
Didn't
Snoop have a show like that?
Yeah, matter of fact, the show seems like a ripoff of the Go Big show, which was filmed down by you in Macon.
Right. Okay, cool. All right.
So it's basically America's Got Talent's version of the Go Big show.
Gotcha.
So, but shout out, man. Terry and Simon were extremely nice. Nikki Bella. And the other guy, Travis. And also, man, shout out to the host. I told her I would shout her out, and she's supposed to shout out the Country Rap Report. Her name is...
Her name is
Vanessa Fraction. If y'all get an opportunity to follow Miss Vanessa Fraction, she's one of the co-hosts of the Nappy Roots podcast hosted by T-Pain. So hopefully she'll be shouting out the Country Rap Report, keeping her word like I'm keeping my word.
Gotcha.
Right? But she was like the warm-up person who warms up the audience.
Uh-huh.
And we got a chance to take a picture with her. We didn't get a chance to take a picture with anybody else because it's...
Where's this? Where'd you shoot? Where's the shoot at?
It's out of Atlanta Motor Speedway. It has to be shot outside because all the talents are extreme.
Right.
So, all right, man, let's get into this good old music. First up to bat, and this artist is fresh off a co-sign by Young Thugger himself. Thugger. Co-sign my guy on Instagram, said my guy is doing his thing. But that don't mean we're going to say this video is dope. Let's see. First up on today's show is Mr. Jimmy Ray. And the name of this song is Magic City Cowboy. Okay? Let me say the first thing.
You set me up with this one, bro. Okay. And I think I sent it to you, if I'm not mistaken, but I didn't
send
watch
you.
It.
I send you.
Okay.
Because I seen Young Thug shouting out a country rap artist, so I was like, let me get on, who is he talking about? Right. And then when I went over there, I'm like, okay, all right. Okay, first thing I got to say is...
I'm sure you did go, okay, all right.
The first thing I got to say is this. You can't have a song called Magic City Cowboy...
Right.
...and it not be shouting Magic City.
Right.
Okay, unless you're talking about Alabama, because, you know, some people call certain parts of Alabama the Magic City. But no, sir, he is talking about the good old-fashioned Atlanta staple, Magic City. Now.
Magic City is a candy store, ladies and gentlemen. It's got all shapes and sizes of candy.
Hey, man. You know, all the... And there's a lot I can say about this video because I was too busy watching it. But you know what I like? I like my boy. I say, I ride in Magic City. She was thicker than the sticker, and I was playing with my zipper. Mm. And he said, I said, Hey, man. My man did his thing. He shot this thing right up in Magic City the way he was supposed to. Jimmy Ray has a very unique sing-rap style.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I was wondering, I wonder if Spank going to like this because he's kind of singing a little bit with that little twang. But then if you listen real good, it's got that old school hip-hop bass. Boom.
Oh, for sure.
Boom,
for sure.
Boom, boom, boom. This song is very different from anything I'm hearing in country rap, but it's also very different from anything I'm hearing in traditional hip hop.
I get Blake Faith for sure from him. I get Blake Faith vibes from him. I think they're in the same pocket, like that same tone, same vernacular, same. Well, Blake got better lyrics, but this guy, they're in the same pocket. And for him to do this, this is my first song. I'm not cutting into your review, but because it's my first time hearing him, and I didn't go research any of his other stuff, I'm only judging off of what I was given in this video. And I got, this is Blake Faith's older brother, because they got the same tone, got the same vibe, like all of that stuff. So I don't know. I got to do a little bit more research, but go ahead, my bad.
No, that's cool. It's cool. Actually, you know what? I didn't think about it until you said that, but I do get that same commercial vibe.
Yes.
Get when I listen to Blake Faith.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that threw me about this video is at the beginning, he says she's a thick red bone.
Mm-hmm.
And I expected to see a thick red bone. And that's not what he gave us. He gave us something good, though. He did give us something good, but he didn't give us what he was talking about. I was looking for a thick red bone, and he gave us old thick vanilla. It's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's a bunch of thickness in here.
Yeah. All kind of
caramel, thick cocoa. It's a bunch of thick in here. Lord.
It's like an ice cream shop.
Let me be as trying to pull it back. Let's just pull it back. Before I get kicked across the room, we reviewing this one. Who thick? Show it to me. Point it out. I can't see right now.
You know what? I liked also in between the verses, he has like a little stanza where he's talking. And they're talking about weed. He says the girl tell him dad to put that mirror down and he lives. Like, I really like this song. The only thing I have negative to say about it is too short.
Oh, thank God. It saved me. Because it looked like it was probably about to get x-rated towards the end. But I said this when we was watching it, because I watched it with my wife. This is probably the most tasteful stripping song you will ever see on video. And because the shots weren't too obscene, and it's not like it's a whole bunch of, you know, beavers or nips pointing at you the entire video. It's just there. So it was very tastefully done. And I respect that from the videographer. I'm not mad at production. I'm really not mad at the glasses he was wearing in his video, because it kind of was applicable. So I'm not mad at the video at all. Like it was a very good representation of him. And I was super surprised that it had like 1.5 million views on it. But then I was like, wait a minute, it's Magic City and it's titties and ass. Like that's an instant million. All you got to do is put it up. You know, but it was a good look for him. So hopefully he'll come with some more stuff. The bars weren't heavy, but they weren't trash. You know, he wasn't stereotypical, just country rapper dude trying to rap. Like he was a little bit elevated with it because he had to rap about subject matter. So he had to stick to the topic, but it was a good song.
Now, do you think other people in country rap will view him as a legit country rap artist? Or do you feel like they'll feel like he's someone who came from more of a hip hop background?
A legit country rap artist?
I know people that say they don't feel like Blake Faith is a legit country rap artist. I've heard people say he's a plant.
I agree with both of those. I don't know if they'll put him in the... He's rapping about strippers at Magic City. Like a lot of, that ain't a country rapper topic. So no, he's not going to get that, the respect that he probably deserves being in the same space as the other people like Church or Adam Calhoun or Struggle Genius. Like he's not going to get that. He's not even, probably not even going to be in the conversation unless you bring him up. Like, hey, this dude is this too, because he's just not on their radar. Not saying that those guys don't go to Magic City, but they ain't putting it in their lyrics. They're not talking about it.
Now, you know what? This song is actually doing very, very well on TikTok, too. There are a lot of people doing the Magic City Cowboy.
There's a dance?
Yeah, I mean, you
don't get me in trouble, Vic. That means I got to go look it up. And then it's gonna be ass and titties on the screen. And then my wife's gonna be like, what the fuck? I thought we done went through this. Why are we going over this again? Vic did it. Vic sent me this.
Blame the other married guy. I'll never get my wife to dress up like me now. Hey, but for real, my only question about this video is, how did the guitar guy not get distracted?
He probably was super distracted. He probably wasn't playing the guitar for real. He was pretty much just there. Well, speaking of the guitar, when it first came on, because I didn't pay any attention to the name Magic City Cowboy. I just clicked on it, and it came on traditional country. Like, what is this shit? You know, I don't want to listen to this. But then immediately, I'm like, whoa, this is Magic City. This ain't okay. Let me pay attention. And it from there, it was a good show, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. I thought it was a good record. I just thought it was short. My only complaint was the fact it was short. And if y'all get a chance, man, go to Jimmy Ray Music on Instagram. My man has over 86,000 followers.
Okay.
And you'll get a chance to see that Young Thug co-sign where him and Jimmy Ray are actually in the studio together. And Young Thug is kind of doing a little shimmy. But yeah, man, Jimmy Ray's on the rise. He got another video we'll be reviewing real soon as well.
Cool.
So one time, shout out to Jimmy Ray. I wonder if he's from Atlanta, because he's definitely got a lot going on in the city of Atlanta, but I'm not sure if he's from Atlanta or not.
I've never heard of him. And in your circle, have you ever heard of him?
I had never heard of him until I got sent that Magic City record. And actually, I was sent the Magic City record from someone over at Grand Hustle who know we do the Country Rap Report, and it was like, check this out.
They interested in signing him?
They just, anytime they hear anything country rap wise, they, you know, they send it to see if we know about it.
Now, I knew of a Jamie Ray out of Atlanta, but he was not country rap. But this is like 5 years ago. This don't look like the dude, but he could have gained weight and just switched genres. I got to dig into this. Hey, this might be the same dude, fam.
I don't think the guy's a rookie. I really don't think 86,000 followers. I don't think he's a rookie. Okay. Oh, and speaking of, so I did mention Grand Hustle. I gotta say salute to them. I'm Serious is 20 years old.
Wow.
That, when I heard that, it made me feel really old. I'm Serious is officially 20 years old.
They're gonna do an anniversary release.
They've already done it.
Okay, dope.
They already done it. But yeah, 20 years old. Okay, next up is a gentleman who goes by the name of Old Track. Also calls himself a Black Hillbilly. And the name of this joint is Zoom. I'm going to jump on that one first.
I wasn't crazy about the working part, but I understood it in the video. And it, when you watch the video, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to give you any scripts or whatever. But I felt like the dream sequence could have just been the video without the working part. I think that they added that just for video extension and maybe some sort of quote unquote storyboard. I get that part, but everything else about the video, beat, engineering, mixing and mastering, the scratching that was done electronically in there, like, this is a good song. This is going to be one of those, when you hear it, you're going to be like, this ain't country rap, you know, because the beat is definitely hip hop. The beat is fucking core hip hop, but the beat, well, if you got a truck or car that's got some knock for it, this would be something that you want to play in that, because this hits hard and it's a great representation of who he is. I wasn't mad at what I got. I need to hear more, because the Black Hillbilly thing kind of got me intrigued and I want to see what that's about. But the crowd that he's with, it's a diverse crowd and it's a younger generation. This is the target market and the lane that Kid G should have been going down. Like, this, if Kid G was doing this shit, Kid G would be fucking out of here. And it could be the same lyrics and everything. But because this dude is doing it, it's you can't do Black Cowboy because, you know, Kid G ain't Black Cowboy or Black Hillbilly. But this Kid G needs to use this formula for what he's trying to do. And he could be tapping into two to three different markets and be winning. But four track. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Oh, four track. No, I'm going to say four track. I like the name. He does not look like a rapper. He does look like a mechanic. But I respect his craft, good talent, good energy. Like, I'm not mad at nothing he's bringing. I'm subscribing and going to be looking out into more of his stuff going forward.
All right, now let me tell you my only negative about this record for me.
Right.
Is it reminded me of Bootsy's Zoom. Zoom.
Zoom.
Zoom.
Zoom. Zoom. Zoom. Yeah. Yeah.
Zoom. Zoom. Zoom.
And maybe that beat was a reference.
And the only reason I felt any negativity about that is, Boosie is kind of, out there. Their record kind of done well. I don't want to say any one bit, but that's just the first thing that I kind of got. Now, okay. I thought the video was very, very fun. To me, I didn't really get the dream sequence. I'm like, why in the fuck did he fall asleep going to get some tires? I was confused. Like, you literally went to get some tires?
Oh, no, he ain't going to get no tires. He went to go take a nap. He didn't go over there to get the tires. He was going to deliberately take a nap.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to go lay down.
Did you get that from the video? Maybe I missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know people at work that do that. I'm going to go lay down in the stock room.
Oh, well, I didn't get that. I was because maybe I missed something. I'm like, why is he getting up from a slumber? There was another part I didn't get. Why was he riding on his friend's back?
Oh, no, I didn't get that. But they were just having fun, I'm guessing. I don't know.
But shout out to Dude Shoes.
Who's that?
Dude Shoes are definitely taking over the world.
Who's Dude Shoes? Oh, Dude. Hey, Dude. Dude
Shoes.
Hey, Dude. Yeah. Yeah. I said the same thing when I saw him. Like, he got on Hey Dudes.
Yeah. So
we used to sell them at work, but somebody, they were stolen. They came in and jacked this entire collection. Yes, fam. And ran out the door. Scoop and grab.
All of them.
All of them ain't now in the store.
So, but I wasn't mad at him. I want to hear more. He doesn't make you think of a rapper when you see him. Mm. I like the video. The video was really, really clean, especially, to be shooting it in a shop. That was the cleanest goddamn shop I ever seen. But I like all the cars and the trucks in the video. It seemed like a truck meet or a car meet. And but it really just seemed like something they do on the strip on the regular.
Man, yeah. It looked like they just shot this shit at random.
Yeah, which was really cool. And he had a weird effect on his voice, but I was kind of digging that too because that was kind of different for country rap as well.
Right, right.
The only thing, because I want to hear more from 4Track, it's only two things that which have nothing to do with this video that when I seen on 4Track's Instagram, I was like, this is going to be interesting. Number one.
Now I'm intrigued. Let me go and
his tagline says, "Just a black guy trying to be white."
Oh no, fam! What the fuck is that? What the fuck that mean?
So again,
what the fuck that mean?
Matter of fact, I'll take it back. It says, "Just a black boy trying to be white." That's the tagline. So, and second thing is.
I'm confused.
On October 29th.
Hold on, fam. What the fuck that mean? Break that down for me, because you got to...
I can't break it down. That's why I said it intrigued me. Maybe he or Johnny Cashville will get in the comments area when this episode airs.
What the fuck Johnny Cashville got to do with?
Johnny Cashville manages him at one point in time, if not still does.
Okay, the black boy trying to be white, they need to run away from that shit. Like that... That is some mockery type stuff. That is some buffoonery. Don't do that. You can still be in the culture. What is trying to be white? I need definitions. I need an explanation. Like what the fuck does that mean? I'm offended by that. Just as a black dude, still trying to be black. Like what the fuck does that mean? Help me understand. No, 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 fam. If you're watching this or whoever in your camp is watching this, change that shit. It is offensive.
But other than that, he has a song coming out on the 29th with the person we just talked about, Jimmy Ray.
Oh, that's what's up.
Called Saddle Up.
Saddle Up. Isn't that the name of Justin Time shit?
Justin Time and Big Murph.
Damn.
Okay. So I say it was two things that intrigued me. That tagline, just a black boy trying to be white, and the fact that he has a song coming out under the same name as Justin Time and Big Murph. But I think 4Track is a legitimate artist. I saw nothing wrong with this video. I want to hear more. And yes. I really want you to get in the comments area and just
explain some shit.
Yeah. Just make me, make, you know.
Explain it to two other black boys. Like, what the fuck, fam?
Yeah.
Help me understand.
Yeah, you know, that's all. You don't owe us nothing, but it'll be kind. It'll be very kind of you, sir, to just in the comments area when this drops. This is what I was trying to say.
Right.
You know, because I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of white guys who I felt I was trying to be black, but I don't think none of them would ever use that tagline.
No, sir.
Just a white boy trying to be black.
Right. Right. You don't do that, fam. Don't do it. How are you trying to be white? What is being white? What does that mean? Like, there's so many things. I can probably do a whole podcast on this shit, but I ain't gonna do that.
We ain't gonna create no bad energy on an artist that we both respect and think he's doing good. It's just
right.
That one thing. All right, man, we're gonna keep it moving. Next up is an artist who goes, matter of fact, I think it's one of the dopest names that we've came across in country rap. Next artist goes by the name of Hub Walls of the Redneck Soldiers. And the name of this joint is Heathen. And you know what? Just because of this record, I want you to do this one first too.
I think I sent you this one.
You did?
I did. This was, when I first saw it, I was like, this is going to be weird for me. But as I listened to it, this is one that when you listen to the lyrics, you will connect. It means a lot. It's a whole lot of us in these lyrics. Don't watch the video with any expectations. Listen to the song first and then come back and watch the video, because the video doesn't take away from the song, but the song has so much meaning and so much self-reflection. And dude can spit. And I was not expecting that. Like, when you look at him, he's like, okay, this is just a banjo player or some shit. Like, he's just finna get up there and tap his toes and maybe play a harmonica. But no. Fam came with the bars, and they were good bars. They were very well-written bars that meant something, and I respect that. The lady that was in the video, I don't know who she was. Maybe she was just a model or whatever, but, you know, she was very pretty, very well put for them to put her to be the featured piece in the video and then go to him, because he don't look as good as she does. But she definitely kept you engaged all the way around, and just see what else she gonna do, or, you know, where's the dude at? And then when you see the dude, you're like, okay, go back to the girl, like that type of stuff. But it was a good video. This is a very, 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 very high budget video. If it isn't in money, in quality it is. And in, I don't know if it was all on the editing side, or if it was done from the videographer who shot it, or if they're one and the same. But this is a very good video. Whoever shot this video is movie level quality. And this is, again, this is my first time seeing him and seeing work by them. But this is a great effort. I think anybody that wants to hear country rap and or country, you would not be offended if you heard and saw this video.
All right, now, when you said bars, in this video, he did not deliver the bars in bars fashion.
Right.
And that's actually why I said, I'm going to let you start, because he actually delivered it through melody.
Yes.
Like singing. And it kind of had a, man, I don't even know what it categorized it, because it didn't seem bluesy. It didn't seem country. It seemed like somewhere in between both.
Right.
But the way he did, the dope part about this video, and the video was directed by Ed Pryor.
Okay.
It was shot, it had a whole saloon feel to it. The dope part about the delivery of the lyrics is how they shot the video. And that's what made it fit perfect to me.
Yeah.
It's like when they wrote this song, they had this video in mind. Or Ed Pryor, when he put this thing together, he really said, I'm going to make this come to life with this visual.
Right.
Yeah. The only thing I feel like if he could have done different because the vocals or the lyrics is like a story.
Yes.
And he talked about getting an ass whipping. I don't ever hear anybody talk about getting an ass whipping.
But it was the realest shit you heard. It's the realest shit you heard when you hear that part.
he said getting an ass whipping. Ass whipping bad looking. Ass whipping bad looking. It was a bad looking ass whipping. I thought it was really dope. It made me relate because I got a bunch of ass whooping. Shouts out to Yvonne. But it was a very, like you said, it was a very relatable song. The video was super, super clean. I always like videos that have that nostalgic feel. And the lady, the co-star, and I hate the fact I didn't write her name because they put it on the screen. She was great, great to look at. And she complimented the video well. Even in the third verse, they made it seem like she was part of it. Because I heard a female sample in the song. And I didn't
think that was a sample. That was definitely a single. But somebody was singing those. That wasn't a sample.
But when they pulled her up on stage, when she was on stage or performing with him,
right,
it seemed like you could hear it even more. Even though the levels didn't go up.
Agreed.
But I recognized it more when I seen her in the performing phase of the video.
Right, right.
So, you know, I really thought it was dope. Now, this is what I'm going to say about Hub Wallace, because when you sent it to me, I'm familiar with Hub. And I know Hub got bars. Because for those who don't know Redneck Soldiers, if you never had a chance to check them out, Redneck Soldiers used to take songs and flip them.
Mm-hmm.
They would take top hip-hop songs and flip them to country rap songs.
Is this one of them?
No.
No,
Redneck Soldiers, I don't even know if they put anything out as a collective in a while. But mm-hmm. they would take songs like, you remember, one of my favorites was one that, you remember Chief Keef's song? I don't like.
Yeah, yeah. That's some shit I don't like.
They flipped that song
mm-hmm.
about don't like. But it was talking about broken tillers. But they... When you think of parodies, you think of comical. No, they were flipping songs parody-wise, but with bars. So I knew Hub had, I know Hub has the bars and has the skills to do his thing.
Okay.
This was actually just really different from what I'm used to from the Redneck Soldiers, but this is a solo thing, so I ain't mad at it.
Well, damn. How long they been doing the thing?
Redneck Soldiers, I'm talking over 5 years ago. Redneck Soldiers have definitely been around.
I'm subscribing right now.
They've gotten over 8 million views on Spotify. Listens, not views. Over 8 million listens on Spotify. As a group, let's see here. Oh, and speaking of Hub, he has a record dropping that we'll be reviewing real soon. He has a joint with Demon Jones coming up.
I got Demon Jones vibes when I heard him.
As I look back right now, Redneck Soldiers, Down This Road, 7 years ago. Firewater, 5 years ago. Fish, 9 years ago. I Mow, I Till, 8 years ago. So definitely it's been a while, you know, when they was doing their thing and doing that. Tiller Gang, 6 years ago. No, 9 years ago. Killing Shit, 7 years ago. So they definitely, and you know the dope part? All of their videos was top notch back in the day.
I'll accept the late pass. I'm late.
So, and you know, I hope they haven't broken up, and I hope I get some more Redneck Soldier stuff. But for those who don't know, go back and check out some of the Redneck Soldier stuff, because they definitely were killing the game with those flips back in the day.
Redneck Soldier, if it's 7-9, that's the Georgia Boys days, Brown. Long time ago.
At one point in time, it was Redneck Soldiers and Georgia Boys, Lax, Moonshine Bandits, you know, Colt Ford. But Redneck Soldiers and Georgia Boys was kind of the indies.
I got you.
They were never on Average Joe, but they were definitely still doing their numbers. And it was almost like the beginning of the whole YouTube era.
Wow. But I'm glad they're still doing music.
If you get a chance, go back and check out some of those flips, man. They really was putting time into it. I used to listen to that once on repeat. And people would come, this was back during backstage days, and people would come in like, what are you listening to?
Wow.
because they hear that Tiller Gang. Tiller Gang. But man, shouts out to Redneck Soldiers, shouts out to Hub Walls. Very unique and distinct style on this video and this record. And actually on the second verse, it seemed like you could hear more of the rap coming through on the second verse.
Well, I felt it the entire time, but I got to hear more now. Now I'm subscribing and following these other channels because I'm intrigued. 9 years and I consider myself a hip hop connoisseur. They were on my radar when we were doing the top list, but they hadn't released anything. So I was like, let me just not bring them back into memory. But yeah, I got to go back and listen to this, especially if you're talking about they flipping shit. And plus, it's a good way to, you know, introduce country folks to rap by doing the flips that you was just talking about. So it's a good way to also to inspire yourself when you got writer's block to go and copy or not copy, not bite, to use another record as a reference, as Coca helped me remember that word today during the premiere. But yeah, I got it.
What was the word?
I was trying to remember. In the premiere, and even when we was filming it, we were saying when somebody would make a song and you use it as a demo. I was using demo, but it's not use it as a demo. You use it as a reference, and then that would be what you use.
Reference track.
Yes. Well, Coca farted right out in the premiere, like, damn, how come I didn't remember that? But yeah,
that's reference track. Now, yeah, it's a reference. Okay, man. Next up, last for the day, gentleman goes by the name of Cooley Boozy, who everyone has been telling me how dope he is, and every time we review something with him on it, it was dope. And this video, to me, falls right in line with his dopeness. Now, what I like about this video is something we said on other reviews of Cooley Boozy. I want to see Cooley Boozy alone. And we got it. That's what he gave us on this one, which is called Cooley Blues.
Okay.
Now, the one thing I gotta say is Cooley Boozy, can I please get that hat? That hat was dope. It was a dope hat. Now, the delivery of this song, I really like. It was somewhere in between blues and hip hop.
Yeah.
It wasn't so bluesy. It wasn't so hip-hoppy. It was just a good pocket that I really think Cooley Boozy can actually own and master himself. I love the delivery. The video was really, really clean. It didn't take us a lot of places. It just gave us, kind of put us in a blues mind frame. It shows him not being able to get into the house or getting kicked out or whatever the case may be. It shows him getting into his car. His car won't start. It shows him walking, you know, down the street. Just trying to get it together, man. Having a blues type day. The only thing is, my man was dressed nice as hell, and he had on some classic wingtips.
Yes. Yeah.
So, this video made Cooley Boozy really look like a major star to me.
Okay.
He looked really clean. He looked like the type of artist. If I was an artist, I'd say, hey, I want to go feature and hang out with that guy because I liked the style, I loved the video, and I definitely like the delivery and the message in the song.
I agree with everything that you just said, but one thing. I hated the beat. I thought the beat was trash. I thought the beat was very Fruity Loops. And now I think the beat discredited everything else in it because the bass in that motherfucker, it was a real bass. The electric guitar in there was a real electric guitar, but then we come with these weak-ass electric drums. And that was not the move. I think if they had done some live drums, this shit would have been over the top for me and then it would have been a perfect song. But the beats, the drum kit, it didn't suit the other part, the other elements in there. Those guitars was, I probably could have listened to this without the lyrics. Not saying that was a bad thing, but because they did such a great job with the bass and the electric guitar and that shit was humming, like that was well done, whoever played the stuff. And I don't know, I can't see credits. But then when the drum came in, it was, what is this? Like, that's kind of weak. But and once I heard it, I had to readjust myself to give the video the proper credit that it deserves. Instead of me being like, you probably could have just used this drum pattern or used that one or just bring in some live sets, like do whatever you did, because you these are definitely live instrumentations, or the closest possible. The drum pattern was weak, but everything else, wardrobe was good,